Well, hello everybody. You are listening to the new Sex and Happiness radio show, and I'm your host, Laurie Handlers. And some of you have been listening to me from the Tantra Cafe days, and now you are going to be listening to me on the Sex and Happiness days. It's all related, so I wouldn't fret too much. It's just that, as I've explained to you, I saw that there was a wider opportunity and more people that could be attracted to sex and happiness who have nothing or don't or know very little about Tantra. Tantra felt all of a sudden to me in my life like it was too limiting. Don't get me wrong, I've gotten tons of growth and development and information and my career from studying Tantra. And at the same time, I all of a sudden just started to feel like it was so limiting. I had to do more. So this is one of the results of me feeling that I had to grow and transform, which hopefully that's what you're about as well, growth and transformation. You want to make every moment in your life count, and you want it to be fresh and new in every moment, and that means having to make changes even to things that are pleasurable. Most people think about change, I think, when they think something's really painful and they're going to have to change it. But I feel that sometimes things are great and they can get better through change. So I'm your example. I'm a living example of seeking more happiness, seeking more pleasure in my life. Before we get started, I have an amazing guest today, and we're going to have a show that's going to span a lot of things about happiness. She and I are going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about happiness. We're going to talk about what it is to be in a world where you feel possibly overweight and other people feel skinnier than you and what you do about that. My guest really is a very outspoken and knowledgeable and articulate person about how you can find happiness being in the body that you're in. And she's done some incredible work. So she'll be with us in a moment. I just want to remind you that you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter. Laurie Handlers on Facebook, Laurie Handlers on Twitter, and I have a new email address that you can write to me at with feedback about this show, also questions to my guests or ideas for the show. So the new email address is sexandhappiness@gmail.com. And thank you for all the fan mail that I've gotten recently at the Tantra Cafe show. Your comments, your questions, the way that you ask me things, it makes me feel so good. It makes me feel like I'm really making a difference in your lives. And I to me, that's probably my most important value, my most important goal. So thank you. Please keep that mail coming and let me know how you're feeling and let me know what you're thinking. Well, today, I want to let you know, I have an incredible guest for you today. Some of you may have heard of her. Her name is Pamela Madsen, and you may have seen her because she's sort of on a whirlwind tour right now with her new book, and she's on a book tour. She's a family and sex educator, and she's a blogger. She's the author of wait till you hear this. She's the author of Shameless, which has a much longer name. She's going to tell you exactly what it is. She's the author of this book, Shameless. And she talks about how she had a total transformation by just deciding to go for it in her life. And so inside of that, she has a lot to say to us. She really, her blog, today I spent a lot of time on her blog looking to see what she was talking about. And she just has some very down-to-earth, we could call it common sense, things to say to us about really our own personal happiness and our own personal, like, I guess, living within our own skin. So without further ado, I'm going to bring her on. Pamela, it's my pleasure to have you today on Sex and Happiness radio show.
Well, fabulous. Thank you. It's something fun to do on a very rainy Portland, Oregon day for now, my very fancy Holiday Inn room.
You're in Portland, Oregon. You live in New York, though, right?
I'm a New Yorker, absolutely. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
I'm on this fabulous book tour. I was very lucky. You know, authors today, we don't get to do book tours. It just isn't done quite so much as it used to be. But I was very lucky to have a sponsor, Zestra, you know, take me around the country to spread the joy of female arousal.
Wow. That's so
that's what I'm doing. And shameless arousal. How's that?
It's fabulous. Well, you know, you and I met in New York, and I thought you were so great and so spot on. We met at an erotic open mic night, although we have been friends on Facebook and I was following you, but you know, I was looking to see what you were doing. You piqued my curiosity just from, you know, writing things from posts that you made. But then I was so happy to see you there, and we never really just connected. I loved your reading that night. And
Thank you.
Far along in your book tour are you right now? Like, you're in Oregon.
I'm at the midway point. People can find the book tour on my website, beingshameless.com. I'm on my way to Vegas this weekend to the Curvy Revolution, where I'll be running a workshop for plus-size women on their bodies, self-acceptance, sexuality. And then I'll be on to Arizona and to New Mexico and on and on and on and on. Austin, Texas,
listen,
we're coming.
Well, we can, after the show, we'll have to talk about it, because if you're coming to Arizona, that's where I am. So we'll have
to. Is that true? Well, how fabulous. I think the Scottsdale area.
Yeah, that's great. Absolutely. So we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it at the end when we finish this. But let's will you say the whole name of the book? It's Shameless.
Sure. The book is the title of the book is How I Ditched the Diet, Got Naked, Found True Pleasure, and Somehow Got Home in Time to Cook Dinner. Shameless. And my husband actually named the book Shameless. The book was actually originally going to be named for the blog that it was based on, which was The Riverdale Goddess, The Very Unusual Adventures of a Not Very Ordinary Housewife. And at the last minute, my agent said, Pamela, we're just not doing Goddess. You gotta have a new name. So I was coming up with, you know, Unapologetic and Reveal. And my husband giggled and he said, oh, honey, you're shameless. And
wow.
That's how Shameless got its name. And the rest happened with my agent at a bar stool over a dirty martini. And she said, Pamela, you know, what did you do? And I said, well, I got naked. Well, I ditched the diet.
Yeah.
And she was, then what? And I said, well, I got naked. Then what happened? I said, well, I found true pleasure. She goes, well, then what happened? I said, I went home. I cooked dinner. So that's how you name a book today, folks.
That's so great, Pamela. Listen, let's go. Let's tell. I mean, I feel that, you know, I went on your blogs. I was looking at a bunch of your blogs today about talking hot is different from talking dirty. And also some things you said about fat women, and you were talking about Oprah. So there's a lot of material in here, and I really want people, the bottom line for me is I want people to have great sex, and I want people to be happy, sex and happiness. And I feel that being happy is a stand that people take. It's not, it isn't that, oh, something out there makes me happy. And you started to talk about it. You were talking about how are you sexy because of how someone looks at you, or are you sexy because of how you feel about yourself? And that, my dear, I think is the crux of the matter. So how did you discover this? How did you get to this in your own self?
It's a journey, and it's not always so easy. And I tell people this all the time, that every day when I put my feet on the ground in the morning, I practice self-acceptance. You know, it's not like you get cured of, you know, struggling with yourself. I don't believe that anybody gets cured of it. I don't care how young and beautiful you are. We all deal with our insecurities. For me, in my book, I chronicle the fact that I wanted like my Sex in the City moment. I'd been with the same husband almost since I was 17 years old. And I was in my early 40s, and everybody was having affairs. And I didn't want one. I didn't want an affair. And I didn't think that what I was feeling was about my husband or my marriage. I felt, Lori, like it was about me, some kind of yearnings in me that I didn't understand. So I kind of stumbled into the world of sacred intimacy and the massage table. And the massage table is a tremendous tool for gaining self-acceptance.
Pamela, we need to take a break here for a second, but when we come back, I want to pick up right where you left off. I want to go from the massage table to the workshop you went to.
Sure, sure.
To everything, because to Coco de Mer. Because
to Coco de Mer.
You are making a message that everyone needs to hear. And that's why I stuck to it with getting you on the show, you know. So we'll be right back. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Sex and Happiness, a show where you actually can learn to become sexier and happier, just like that. It's not that difficult, and yet, as my guest Pamela Madsen just said, it is an everyday decision. It's an everyday choice. It's an everyday challenge. Please stay tuned. We will be right back. Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Laurie Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown. And then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers, the host of Tantra Cafe.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
We're back with Sex and Happiness. This is Laurie Handlers, your host. I welcome you to the show. This is really the first show that's really only sex and happiness. We're not doing Tantra Cafe anymore. So this is exciting for me. And I have the perfect guest for this show. Pamela Madsen is a woman who wrote the book Shameless. And we are talking about how she puts her feet on the ground every single day and realizes that she has to give herself her self-esteem. She has to give herself self-acceptance, we have to do that until we don't anymore. It reminds me of when I didn't have any money and my attorney, I lived in Boston at the time, I was really struggling, and he said, "Do you have real pearls?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, wear them every day. Eventually, the rest of you will grow into having real pearls." So
absolutely.
You have to give yourself that kind of self-esteem every single day. So the massage table, you were talking about that in the last segment. How did you find self-acceptance through the massage?
I'll skip a little bit of the book. People have to read it. You can't do a whole story. But I found myself, I was looking for boundary touch. I was looking for a way to have a sexual adventure without, quote-unquote, giving up my virtue, if you know what I mean. I wanted to feel a pair of man hands, but I wasn't interested in falling in love or making love, or I didn't really know what I wanted. And so really what was my Sex and the City moment ended up being an epiphany that I didn't expect. Because really, you know, my intentions were just to have a safe, contained sexual adventure. I didn't expect to find healing. But I was lucky enough to eventually, and you get to read through my very wonky and funny adventures, find myself on the table of a man who was what's known as a sexological body worker. He was also a sacred intimate. And he did work as a practitioner to help people with sexual issues. And he helped me. He was my guide. He was a gay man. There were boundaries, and he helped me see that my body could have incredible pleasure no matter what size it was. It didn't matter if my body was 50 pounds overweight. It still had a tremendous capacity for pleasure. And what happened was I found out I was incredibly hungry for touch, which is well past sexuality in bed with your spouse. We're talking about long, extended touch. It's not really about orgasm. You know, orgasms come, orgasms go. They're fabulous. I support the right of orgasm. But it was about extended pleasure in touch. And by feeling the man's hands around my waist, I got to really embody myself and connect the physical outside of me to the physical inside. What's so interesting was along this journey, I lost 7 dress sizes.
You're kidding
me. And I didn't diet.
Wait a second. 7 dress. Do you mind telling us?
7 dress sizes.
Which size did you start at?
Well, you know, in the plus size world, it's very creative. You understand, Lori, okay?
Yeah.
So I was a plus size 2. Then you go to a 1. Then you go to a 0. Then you go to a 16W. Then you go to a 14W. Then you get to go to a regular size woman 16. And I'm now a 14.
Wow. You know, congratulations. I mean, that's
I didn't diet.
That's just by becoming embodied.
And by feeding my body what it really needed, which was touch. And by allowing myself to speak desire, to explore my sexuality within the boundaries that I needed in my marriage, in my life, for me to feel good.
You know, let's bookmark this. I mean, I want to emphasize what you said. You said it really fast because you now live it. But for people to hear that you fed yourself what you really wanted, what you really craved, what you really needed, touch. I can just go, woohoo, you know, when I hear that.
Right. And you know, but I didn't really know that's what I needed until I started to feed it to myself.
Right.
And then I was less hungry for pretzels. And what's really interesting about sexuality was even at a plus size 2, when I would leave the massage table or a session, I was shaking this cute little chubby ass down the street because I was feeling hot and sexy and turned on and alive. And I still do.
Yeah.
And that's a fabulous thing. And, you know, so when you were talking about one of my blogs, I think, on psychology today, you were talking about the fact that I wrote that does it come from the within or without? Well, for me, I started to feel sexy inside again.
Yeah.
And when I started to feel sexy inside again, because I was allowing myself to have pleasure, the world started to wink back.
Yeah.
So, you know, men started to open doors.
This is so good what you're saying. You know, I had a little bit of a weight issue. I mean, I just finished doing the HCG diet. I wanted to lose about 15, 20 pounds. But I'm not talking about anything you're talking about. I mean, that's 15 pounds to me might have been a couple of dress sizes to you. But
I found, though, this
miracle that you're talking about, the feeling sexy on the inside again and like wiggling again, I found that when I found bioidentical hormones. Like I my libido went away for a few years. I didn't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm perimenopausal now. I'm older now, and I get it.
Yeah. So when the libido comes back, and when you start feeling like a sexy hot chick, I love you said the hot tomato. When you start feeling like a sexy hot tomato to yourself, the whole rest of the world reflects that back. They're so interested. I'll have what she's having. Who is she?
Absolutely.
You know, I want to meet her, you know, like that.
Right. Well, listen, when I do my readings, I often start with, so this is what a midlife sex goddess looks like, guys. You know, it's really who we decide we are. And how do we support ourselves? And do we allow ourselves the gift of pleasure? And you know what? It's fun. You know, I talk a lot, Lori, about boundaries.
Good.
I think that people think that sexual exploration means, you know, going to some huge workshop in the forest where, you know, we feast on each other's bodies. Now, while that may be quite fabulous, that's outside my boundaries. I can't do that.
Uh-huh.
And there are lots of things that people can do so that they can feel safe in their own boundaries. Now, your boundaries may include going into the forest and, you know, having a wild experience, banging drums and you know, having a more polyamorous experience with other people. My boundaries, because I was in a monogamous marriage,
yes,
didn't include that. And I needed a way to explore myself without falling in love, without having a man make demands on me, because my girlfriend's lovers, they're very demanding, these lovers, okay?
Yeah.
They want equal time with husbands and children because the women are a big part of their lives. I didn't have room for that.
Right.
So, you know, for me, it was about...
You're so normal in a way. I mean, you know, like, I don't like the word normal, but I mean, you're giving a... What you're describing here is an opportunity, a huge opportunity for people who bought the dream, you know, like the American dream or whatever. They're in monogamous marriages. They want to save their marriage. They want to feel something. They want to feel great. They want their husbands to feel great. They want their kids to feel great. And most people sort of get bored after a while. You're giving people this huge, you're opening up the curtains, like on The Price is Right or whatever, one of those shows where you just go, yeah, like, this is your opportunity.
You right, can- and it excites people and it terrifies them.
Yeah,
you know, it's so interesting. But yes, you know, there are lots of really wonderful programs around the country.
Yeah.
Workshops that people can attend with their spouses or alone. Because, you know, sometimes your spouse doesn't want to go on the journey with you. But if they feel safe that you are going to come home and cook dinner eventually when you come back from your workshop, as mine did, then, you know, you can go with blessings. You know, I think what happens so much, Lori, in this country and around the world is that we do get bored. Part of it is that not just do we get bored, but we change in our own bodies as we age. Who we are as a sexual person changes, or maybe as we get older, we entertain things that maybe we didn't allow ourselves to entertain when we were younger.
Right.
And we start to get to that place, they call it the 7-year itch or the midlife crisis or whatever it is, that place where those tectonic, you know, plates inside your body are shifting. And we think that by taking off, we'll fulfill ourselves. And what I want to say to folks is, you know what? You take off in 5 years, you're still where you were in the first marriage.
Exactly.
So what can you do to sustain yourself? To sustain yourself.
This is where we're going to take a little break here again to sustain yourself. Yeah, it's great what you're saying. By the way, just one quick thing, which is that the 7-year itch is now down to, I think, the 2 or the 3-year itch. People have less attention span. So when we come back, I actually want to ask you, we're going to talk about your relationship, how it's shifted, what your husband thinks, because I don't think he went to these workshops or these massages with you. So because I know people want to know that. So if you just tuned in, I'm talking to Pamela Madsen. She is an amazing woman who put herself on a track to find self-acceptance and self-love, going from a very big size body to a much more manageable and smaller body, all inside of exploring her sensuality and her sexuality and how she's now feeding herself differently and how she has explored. She's opening up possibility for all of us. So this part of the show, by the way, is brought to you by HormoneNurse.com. I mentioned before that I found out that my libido came back when I went on bioidentical hormones, and I encourage you, if you're over 45 and you're listening to this show, that you find out more about your hormones from HormoneNurse.com. We'll be right back. This is a new segment on Tantra Cafe called Little Known Sex Factoids, brought to you by the hormone nurse, Lori Phillips. You can find her at www.hormonenurse.com. That's HormoneNurse.com. Today, Lori, I want you to tell us about the effects Viagra has on testosterone in men. What do you know about that?
Okay, Lori. What I know is Viagra has no effects on the testosterone.
Woohoo! That means men can take Viagra.
Yeah, but it also means that just because their testosterone is low, that the Viagra is not going to be the only help for them.
Well, before I ask you what would be the help for them, does Viagra have a negative effect on them? Are there long-term effects that a man should be watching out for?
Well, the Viagra doesn't affect the testosterone levels higher or lower, but Viagra does affect the heart. It doesn't make the heart bad or anything like that, but it deals a lot with the circulatory system. Actually, how Viagra works is it pushes blood up into the penis and makes it harder and firmer. So because it deals with the circulatory system, there's always warnings about heart attacks, if you have high blood pressure, those kind of things.
Okay, so people should take this drug like any other drug, Viagra or Cialis or whatever. They should take it like any other drug. They should consult their physician, especially if they have high blood pressure and those kinds of things. What about testosterone? Since Viagra doesn't affect testosterone, it doesn't produce more testosterone, or it doesn't help if you have less testosterone, what should a man do if he needs more testosterone?
You can actually start on either injections, or you can find a sublingual for testosterone, or you can take DHEA, which also helps testosterone build up. But when you're doing a testosterone treatment, what I would recommend is start on the testosterone for 3 months, then add Viagra. And to the combination with the testosterone being more in the system and the Viagra going into the blood flow and making that the penis harder, that's a good solution. It'll help your testosterone build up even more.
This is great information. Thank you so much. The hormone nurse, Lori Phillips. You can get to know Lori better at www.hormonenurse.com.
Wondering what book you should read to jumpstart your sex life and increase your happiness? Try my book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy by me, Lori Handlers. This short, easy-to-read book will make you laugh at yourself, and it may possibly make you cry as you discover my tantric secrets for happiness and how they apply to you. In the book, I begin with the 10th law, make love in the unknown. And then I work you all the way through laws 1 through 9 to teach you how to be in the unknown, fresh, every moment of every day of your life. Sex and Happiness puts the innocence and love back into sex and gives Tantra the respect it deserves. It's only $19.99 in paperback and $14.99 ebook. Go to sexandhappiness.com to order your copy of Sex and Happiness by me, Laurie Handlers, the host of Tantra Cafe.
Well, we're back with Sex and Happiness, a show where you learn to be sexier and happier. This is Laurie Handlers, your host, and my guest today is Pamela Madsen, who is in the middle of her first book tour with her book Shameless. And Pamela, you know, you brought up that whole piece about husbands wanting to make sure that after you have your adventure, you come home and you can cook dinner, and how scared people are of their own change and transformation, but how badly they need it. And, you know, so what is the story? What did happen with your husband? Your husband didn't go on these adventures with you, did he?
Well, I don't want to ruin the book for people, but I'll give you some hints. Okay. First of all, we're celebrating 30 years of marriage this summer.
Wow. Congratulations.
So, we're still together. And beautiful. As I said, I've been with him since I'm 17 years old. And he did explore a little bit, and people can read about it in the book. You know, after I, you know, there was a period of time where I didn't share with him what was going on because okay. I was very confused about it, and I was scared. Thought he would take me to social services or something, or that he would leave me.
Do you have kids?
Even though,
do you have children?
I have two boys, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So,
and they're young men. They're the youngest now is 18, and the oldest is 22.
Okay. So
when this was going on, they were more teenagers.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I wanted to know.
My youngest was like 14 or 15, and the eldest was just beginning college.
Okay.
So I didn't have little ones at home. So really, you know, I had stopped. I call it, you know, I had stopped swimming. I was treading water. I was able to kind of stop and look up and around and go, oh, my, here I am. What's next?
Right.
You know, is this all there is for me? And, again, it's not about my husband because he does all the things that, you know, we like men to do in bed. And I'm orgasmic, and we've always had, you know, a lovely sex life. I, you know, after X amount of years of making love with the same person, it does become a bit like a TV dinner. You know, it's really good. You can take it out of the freezer. You know that the turkey's in the middle. To the right's the mashed potatoes. To the left are the peas. And in the middle is dessert. You know, and it will feed you and sustain your life.
TV dinner sex. I love it. Go ahead.
You know, but I was like, what? I was hearing my friends talk about their, you know, five-course tasting menus with their lovers. And I wanted to figure out how to get some of that without ruining my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, men have done this for years. They have figured out ways to explore sexually without leaving their marriages.
Right.
But for women, it's always been verboten and not readily available, and I'm hoping that that's going to change. And, yes, my husband did go for one or two sessions with me, and people can read about that and what it was like.
Right.
And after this book, I mean, this book was about a certain period in my life. My husband has attended, you know, one workshop with me, you know. This isn't his world. You know, he doesn't like going to a tantra workshop any more than I like playing pool. And I really have to put it in those terms, okay? He doesn't make me play billiards. And I don't make him, you know, schlep with me to a workshop.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I think sometimes you also have to accept, Lori, that we are, you know, there's all this hype. When we get married, two shall be as one. We light, each of us lit a candle to one candle, right? We're supposed to want everything the same.
Right.
And then people think their marriages are broken because they don't want everything the same. And I want to say to people, you're not broken. Your marriage isn't broken. You can be two sexual beings in one highly functional, delicious, wonderful marriage. The question is, how do you make room for that?
You know, I have to tell you that you are such a minority I mean, you are. You're like a new, you're a new spokesperson for a whole group and generation of people who need to hear this so badly. You know, I don't mind telling you, I mean, from doing my radio show for over 3 years, my former radio show, Tantra Cafe, I had mostly people who came on, you know, in favor of polyamory. I don't have a stand about it one way or the other. You know, I don't, mm-hmm. If you can make your marriage work, I'm happy for you. If you can make your polyamory work, I'm happy for you. I don't like to call myself anything. Agamous. But because to me that sounds like you need to spray bug spray at it. Something agamous.
Right.
But I love your message. I love your message.
It's kind of like expanded monogamy.
yeah, it's good. And your message gives, it's not hope. Your message gives concrete a reality to people who are trapped and who would never venture out and wouldn't know what to do. So I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you. I mean, you have to figure out what your boundaries are. Can we go back to the word again? Boundaries, okay? You know, for my husband and I have a very specific set of boundaries. And I honor them. Now, he doesn't want to explore the way I'm exploring. And I actually had to honor that boundary.
Right.
I had to leave him alone. You know, because I was chepering him. That's a Jewish word for bothering him all the time. Honey, come. Honey, do. Honey, please. Honey, read. You know, and he finally looked at me and he said, you know, baby, honey, no.
Right.
You know, this is fine. You do it. And he's met all the men I've worked with.
Mm-hmm.
There's no secrecy in our marriage. But we do have privacy. And I think that's another concept for people, Lori, that they often don't understand is the difference between privacy and secrecy. So if I'm going to go do a session, they're called sessions, with a hands-on practitioner, I tell my husband, I'm going to go have a session. Honey, how do you feel about me spending $150 this week for me to go have a session with Hank or Marcus or Dark Knight? How do you feel about that? You know? And, you know, I don't
know. How do you feel about Dark Knight?
Ooh, how do I feel about Dark Knight? Yes. The monogamy massage table woman also does like an occasional spanking. So the Dark Knight is available for that, ladies and gentlemen. So there is those parts of myself that my husband is not that interested in. He's actually not interested in giving me a spanking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a part of me he really wants to hold. He's not excited by it. So he may know I may be going to San Francisco, which is where DK, I call him DK, which is where DK lives.
Yes.
And he'll say, oh, you're going to San Francisco to see your friends? Yes. And he goes, oh, and no doubt you'll be seeing DK. And I'll go, yeah, no doubt I'll be seeing DK. But he doesn't say to me what happened.
So there's the privacy.
There's
secrecy.
The privacy.
The no secrecy isn't that you tell him who you're seeing. The
privacy. What I'm doing.
He doesn't want the details.
He hasn't read the book, Lori.
You're kidding me, right?
Oh, no, I'm serious. He hasn't read the book. He said, why should he read it? He knows what's in it. But, you know, he didn't read it. He didn't necessarily want the details of my entire process.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, the Today Show, which is the gal who's the female anchor woman now on the Today Show.
You're absolutely asking the wrong person. I don't know.
Okay, well the female anchor.
This is going to be a really bad radio faux pas, but I don't know.
Okay, so she's the big deal there. Her husband, who's also very well known, never watches her on the Today Show because he's frightened that he won't approve or like it or whatever. She doesn't want to get into it. He doesn't watch it. My husband has come to a reading, and he's been incredible. The reading that you were at was his first reading. And, you know, afterwards, he grabbed me around my...
I saw your husband that night. I saw your husband at that reading that night, and I...
Was he not glowing?
He was there. It was like he was invisible.
He was invisible until I got off the stage when he gave me a big, fat, wet one.
Pardon me?
He was invisible till I got off the stage, and he grabbed me around my waist and caught me in the sexiest embrace I can remember in a long time.
That's so great. That's so
great. He's proud. He's very proud. But, you know, I think the point here is that, you know, the night before the book launched, when before the pub date, and we had a big party in New York City, and he was tossing and turning all night. And I said, "What's the matter, honey?" He goes, "Well, I'm nervous." I said, "What are you nervous about?" He goes, "Well, maybe I should have read the book." So, you know, we have a lovely relationship, and I don't think maybe I'm unique in that I'm talking about it. But let me tell you, there's lots of women, and I'm coaching them. They're coming to me.
Yeah, they should be coming to you.
They want to know how to do this. They're coming by themselves. They're single or they're married, and they want to go on their own shameless journey.
Yes.
And some of my girlfriends who I've met in workshops across the country, et cetera, there's lots of couples on this path together. I'm
so
just taking it from the sub rosa to above ground.
So
I'm not the first.
We're gonna stop here again for a second, but when we come back, I want to find out, you know, I want to let people know more about these couples who are going on this journey, and also how people can get in touch with you and if they want to be coached by you, et cetera, et cetera.
So sure.
We'll be right back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Sex and Happiness. I am Laurie Handlers, your host. You can write to me at sexandhappiness@gmail.com. We will be right back. I'm with Pamela Madsen today, and if you haven't heard the rest of the show, you're going to need to go back and listen. This is an incredibly eye-opening and life-changing experience. Come back with us. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wished for an end to pests in and around your home, around your office? Stop paying for dangerous chemicals that can harm your children, your pets, and your clients. Today in Arizona and Florida, an environmentally responsible pest control company named Ladybug has set up shop to provide natural and organic pest control services. Ladybug can help you stop even the most persistent, nastiest bugs with green, organic products that are friendly to people and pets. In addition, there are franchise opportunities in Arizona, Florida, and throughout the USA. To learn more about Ladybug's home-friendly and earth-smart green pest control services, visit the Ladybug website at ladybugcorp.com or call us at 561-276-7600. Ladybug guarantees you another eco-friendly, pest-free day, naturally.
This segment of Tantra Cafe is called Little Known Sex Factoids, brought to you by the hormone nurse, Laurie Phillips. You can find her at www.hormonenurse.com. Hi, Laurie. Today I want to know about this crazy thing called andropause. Andropause. A-N-D-R-O-P-A-U-S-E. What the hell is that?
You know, Laurie, andropause has been out forever since man was probably made. Andropause has existed. But now we have the verbiage. And I told a man that there was actually andropause, which is menopause in men, and he just rolled his eyes, scoffed at me, and walked away.
Okay, I can understand that. Because no one talks about it.
And men don't want to think that they have it, because it should be just a woman's problem, and the woman has to deal with it. But it's not true. There really is menopause in men, and it is called andropause.
Okay, so what are the symptoms of andropause so a man would know if he has it?
You would experience some of these or all of these. Some may be worse in you than others. Some may be slightly, you know, easy. You will possibly experience decreased mental sharpness, decreased energy, decreased strength and muscle mass. You will experience increased body fat, especially around the middle. And you can also experience night sweats and a lower sex drive.
Wow. So that, you know, it's funny because I don't think women in menopause experience a lower sex drive, but I'm prejudiced. So I'm not going to go there. So men have something called andropause. It's really male menopause. It's akin to female menopause, and men should know to look for these signs. And there are things they can do, I assert, because you are the hormone nurse. So there are hormones that men can go on, yeah?
Yes, there is. The best thing to do, what I would start out with the first step, is to start replacing your thyroid hormones, like your DHEA. Start replacing the DHEA. That is the mother hormone of all your hormones. And through taking DHEA, that can help the testosterone, and it can also help decreasing the symptoms. You can also take growth hormones. Now, there's a bunch out on the market. There's pure growth hormone, which is injectable. You need to usually go through a doctor for those. That's what I would recommend if you choose that. Or you can look for some that are sprays under the tongue, sprays up your nose. They're all on the market. I'm trying one right now, so I'm not going to recommend anything until I actually try it. And so I'm trying it out, see how it's going, and then on a later show, I'll tell everybody about it.
That's great, Lori. Thank you so much. For more little-known sex factoids, you can go to hormonenurse.com. That's HormoneNurse.com, and find Lori Phillips, the hormone nurse. Thank you. We are back with Sex and Happiness, and I'm Laurie Handler, your host. This part of the show is brought to you by LifeWave Patches, and you can find out about the new patch, which is the Eon Patch. The Eon Patch is something that you put on your body like a Band-Aid, and it reduces both stress in the body and inflammation, which stress and inflammation contribute to the aging process, and you don't want to age prematurely at all. I promise you, you don't. I don't want to anyway. So this patch increases your energy. You experience calmness or happiness along with the energy. If you want to find out more, but let me just say, these patches are like, they're like acupuncture needles, but they're not needles. They're like Band-Aids. If you want to find out more about LifeWave patches, go to LifeWave Patches for Pets and People on Facebook, and you will find out more. You will discover whether you want to get these patches. You'll discover whether you want to distribute these patches, but they are revolutionary. So go there and find out. Well, I'm back with Pamela Madsen, and she mentioned before the break that we were that there are couples out there. There are people seeking her to coach them, and that there are couples on this journey. First of all, Pamela, how do people find you?
They should come to my website, which is beingshameless.com. Beingshameless.com. They can find everything there, information about my book. Up on top, there's a line called support. Click on it. There's information about coaching with me. And this week, we're actually even launching an online shameless community, so that people can find each other and get support and information about pleasure and obstacles to pleasure and ways in which they can support themselves and meet other people. It's not a pickup place. It's not for that. It's a place for people to talk and get support.
Yes, that's great. It's really great. And I'm glad you distinguished that as well, because immediately in my mind I went, oh, so now the couples get together. But this doesn't sound
No, I'm not about that.
This is not swingers. This is where people
No, this is just for people who are looking for information, support around the shameless journey. In fact, if you know, we have people fill out an application to become a member. So, no, it's not about that. It's about you, not about the other. It's about you.
So great. So great. So now you tell a little bit about, if somebody was getting coached by you, how would you approach it? How would you start with them? Because I'm sure there's somebody out there right now who's listening to this and wants to talk to you. Well, how do you start?
People have such different needs and such different stories. So I'm working with single women, queer couples, believe it or not, I'm working with women who are single and women who are in, you know, for them, what is a sexless marriage. And I'm also working with men. This is all on the phone, who are trying to step into the role, for lack of a better term, of sexual healer for their wives.
That's great.
Yeah, and how they can do that. And so, you know, each coaching session looks very different depending on who I'm talking to.
Yeah.
You know, for some women, it's about learning tools for self-acceptance and identifying and moving through their obstacles to pleasure. And finding their way, resources. I share lots of resources with the people who I coach. And, you know, because sometimes it's hard to find your way in this underground world of sacred sexuality. And it's really terrific to have someone support you on the path. I had no one to support me except my girlfriends, but they hadn't experienced what I experienced. And sometimes
it sounds like most of them were having affairs. So their solution was the age-old solution of stepping out into a secret world, and
right.
You chose to step into for lack of a better word, I want to say, to a world that had more integrity to you.
To me, you know, yeah. And it's really, for lack of a better word, because I don't have a lot of judgments around what my girlfriends did and what works for them.
Right.
But I think there's a whole bunch of us out there who really want to try to figure this monogamy thing out.
Mm-hmm.
And who need to explore, whose bodies are changing, who need a little extra support. Sometimes we need a little fun, Lori. Can I use the F-U-N word? You know? Healing is great and important, but let me tell you something. Sessions are fun. So sometimes I cry in session because something is really powerful and moving to me through me. But sometimes I'm giggling and laughing, and I get to play. And by having boundaries in places that I know I will go with my practitioners, but also knowing where I'm not going to go. Like, there's no possibility of me going to certain places that are outside the boundaries of my marriage.
Yes.
I get to really explore myself. And that's been a tremendous gift to working with hands-on healers for me. Practitioners. Yeah. I hate the word healers. Let's use the word practitioners. Because you know what the fact is? Is that no one's healing you. You may heal yourself by doing this type of work for yourself, but no one is holding out the magic, whatever it is. No one's got the magic finger. There are no golden fingers.
No, I think it's all...
There's just you.
It's, again, what you said. I mean, we keep coming back to this, back to that same question. Are you happy /happy/sexy? Are you happy and sexy based on yourself and your own self-perception? Or are you happy and sexy based on thinking that somebody else thinks you look happy and thinks you look sexy? And, you know, you and I have both known people who are like size 2. They have, you know, gorgeous breasts. They're built, you know, like a brick house, and they're miserable. They're not happy people, and it's because they don't have some of the very words that you're using. They don't know boundaries. They don't have anything that they can, you know, that really feels like theirs that they can be committed to. You're bringing up a lot of points within this that lead to happiness in life.
Absolutely, and people can read all about it in Shameless and have a fabulous read. You know, my book is just really funny because, well, you know, when I'm not talking all this heavy stuff, this is a funny story. But what happens for me through the humor and the experiences was that pleasure transformed me. And I let people in on that. I let them walk with me step by step through my life. And not many people get to do that or share that experience. Sometimes I feel like I'm stripping in public, you know.
Yeah,
exactly. I just wrote a blog about that called Stripping in Public because, you know, I a few years ago, Lori, I couldn't say the word spanking. I couldn't even admit it to myself.
Mm.
But through having somebody coach me through those desires and hold safe space for me there, not only was I able to name those desires and remove the shame from them, I was able to experience them, and now I can speak them in public. That's a tremendous gift.
Emil, that is so great. So, you know, I always say that my work is transformation through pleasure.
And, absolutely.
And you are a living example, and, you know, you found your own way, which is amazing in and of itself, because there's so many ways things could go wrong. I'm really excited for you. I'm proud to know you. I want to tell people about you. I want to let people know, you know, to walk with you in this book and to call you. I'm thrilled to have captured you as my guest.
Yay! I love being captured sometimes. So that's fabulous. And, you know, I want to connect with the listeners. And, you know, I still have room. They can friend me at Facebook. It's really simple. It's Pamela Madsen, which is M-A-D-S-E-N. If you friend the woman who's a musician in California, it's the wrong Pamela Madsen. This is the fertility and sex expert. This poor woman. She sounds so conservative, and now she shares the name with me.
Right. I have one of those, too. I have one of those.
You have
also
one like that, too?
I have Lori Hamburger without the S on the end, and I know she hates me. So.
So I try to tell people, please be careful. Look for the fertility and sex experts. Don't, you know, the author of Shameless. Leave the poor woman who does the music in California alone.
Okay.
And they could also follow me at Twitter, same thing, at Pamela Madsen. And I also have the fan page. It feels so weird, doesn't it, to have a fan page? But
no,
I do.
Wonderful.
It's Being Shameless, which is the same thing as the website.com,
okay,
is the website. But I like to be connected with people and have conversation.
Good.
So until I reach that 5,000 point on my friend site, they can still friend me.
That's wonderful. Well, this is it. We're at the top of the hour now. So I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. You've just heard from Pamela Madsen. You can find her at beingshameless.com. I recommend that you get the book and that you laugh and maybe cry through the book. And Pamela, thanks so much for being my guest today.
My pleasure. So everybody, ditch the diets, get naked, find true pleasure, and go home and have dinner with your family.
That's great. This is Lori Handlers. Next week on Tantra, I'm sorry, I'm not Tantra anymore. Next week on Sex and Happiness Show, I am going to have two experts. One expert is on how we learn sex, like what it is that we learn and how we learn it. And he's amazing in his study of sex and eroticism. And then my other guest is going to be talking about relationship as a spiritual path. Two experts. So please come back and listen to the show, Sex and Happiness. This is Lori Handler signing out for today. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.